So we're up to Rava. So we're on Bays, Amud Bays. A few lines from the bottom. Four lines from the bottom. Okay. Rava. It's not clear exactly what Rava's job is here. Why he's, what he's trying to answer.
Well, I thought he was trying to give another answer to the
question. Okay, well, let's see. So I guess, what's the structure of the Gemara up until this point? So I guess the Gemara is trying to figure out why is it that in Hotzah, and here it has 8, and in Shavuos it has 4. So one answer was, it goes to the Avos and Toldos thing. That didn't fly. Then it had the idea of here it's only Chiyuv and Petor, but over there it's only Chiyuvim. And within that, I mean, so I guess in theory you could say Rav was trying to give another answer to that question. Right? Somehow. Or you could say, I mean, within the guy who held that it was here as Chiyuv and not Petor, the Gemara was Chiyuv, but there's only
two
Chiyuvs of Hotzah. So this isn't enough. But there's a 4 because Hachnasa is also considered Hotzah. Hachnasa is also considered Hotzah. Is it true that Hachnasa is called Hotzah? It says, oh yeah, it is, because the Gemara says, you see, it's called Hotzah because you're removing the object from its location. And that's what the Gemara is up to. Then Rava comes along. Okay? So, of course, what's Rava doing? But Rava says, what does he say? Rava Amar Rishuyos Katani. Rishuyos Shabbos, Tain Shem Abba. So he says, it doesn't mean Yetzios Shabbos, it means Rishuyos Shabbos. Okay. Is he changing the girsa? It's not clear exactly. I mean, Tosa says the word Rishios means, Yitzios means Rishios. That's a tirgum of the word Yitzios means. There's another meaning of the word Yitzios. It doesn't mean going out, it means Rishios.
So it means he's not changing the girsa, he was giving parish.
Right, exactly. When does Tosa? It's not clear from Rashi, but I guess it doesn't really matter much in terms of Pshat, whether he's saying it's changing the girsa or it's taking the word Yitzios means Rishios. I mean, the point is that's what the Mishnah means. Mishnah means Tzios Shabbos, Shtayin Shema means Rishuyos Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Okay? Whether it actually says the word explicitly or it says Yitzios and that's what it means. Right? It doesn't really matter. Okay, but what's he talking about? Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayin. Okay? So the easy part is he means Shasiach and Shasrab. Does the Shtayin. But of course, what's going on here? So Rashi says like this. Rav Amar Dekasha Lecha Lishna Diyitziya Bein Hacha Bein Hasam. So it sounds like he's going on the previous kasha, or the very last kasha, which is you're bothered by the Lashon of Yitzios. They really are telling you the Chiyuvim. So telling you the Chiyuvim, therefore there are only 2 Chiyuvim, because Yitzios is only 2 Chiyuvim. So the first answer was no, really there are 4 Chiyuvim, because Hachnas is also called Yitziyah. Second answer is no, Yitziyah doesn't even mean at all what you think it means. Yitziyah means Rishos. When you're bothered by the Lashon of Yitzios, it says here and there, and also in both in Shabbos and in Mishavos. Either way, it says Yitzios and then starts listing Hachmasos. So if you don't like saying that it calls Hachmasa Yitziyah, it says fine, you don't have to. It says Rishos Ketani, Rishuyos Shnayim. Rishos Yach, Rishos Rab, Shehen Arba Bifnim, which are 4 Bifnim, Kalom Arba Yedeim, Yeshacha Arba Yisurim Bifnim, Kedem Achotz. There's Shtayim Rishuyos Shehena Arba, which bring about 4 halachos, 4 cases inside and 4 cases outside. And Shuyos also. So when it says Shtayim Shehena Arba, Shtayim is in reference to the Deoraisas, nor is it reference to the Avos, nor reference to anything. Shtayim Shehena Arba just means there are 2 Rishuyos, Rishuyos Yachar Rishuyos Rabam, which have 4 halachos. 4 halachos inside, 4 halachos outside. Okay, or in the Shavuos, just 4 halachos, 4 deraisos. Okay, 4 deraisos, 4 chiyuvim. That's a nachmasa. Why are you calling them both yitzios? You're not calling them both yitzios. It's not talking about the shtayim. Yitzios Shabbos has nothing to do with that. Yitzios Shabbos has nothing to do with the carrying, going outs of Shabbos. You know what I mean? It means the Rishuyos of Shabbos is shtayim, which Shehen Arba, it's a little funny, Shehen Arba. Because it's not Shehen, but it means She al Yodam Tavi Lidei Arba Yisurim or whatever. Right? I mean, it's a whole different way to read this all. Right? Different way to read the Mishnah. Okay. Whatever. I mean, it's a funny read, but I mean, it's, I guess, whatever. What are you going to do? Funny on a read like that, funny read like that. Like, it's kind of, we're going to see what we can do with this. What's Rava's point? What's going, you know? What's the idea here? But I mean, for the time being, I mean, whatever. He's just twisting the lash, on. I mean, whatever. You want the Mishnah to be saying two Rishios, which have eight halachos, whatever. I don't care. You want it to be saying there's two Deoraisos, which are four Darabanos? Okay, I mean, that's kind of the way we were understanding until now. Now he's kind of splitting it off. It's saying, apparently, according to his way, it's like there's an undifferentiated four, an undifferentiated eight. Like, the way we had Shtayin Shein Arba means that there's four, two of which are Deoraisa and two of which are Darabanan, or two of which are Holdos and two of which are Abbas. According to his way, there's no differentiation amongst the cases. I mean, you have to figure out the differentiation on your own, but the Shtayim just means Shtei Rishuyos. And then, basically, there's just four cases. Four cases inside, four cases outside, four cases whatever. What's the halacha in the cases? It's going to explain what the halachas are, and it will explain whether Deoraisa or Darabanan, but the number previously was differentiating between the cases. According to this way, the number isn't differentiating between the cases. The number is just saying four cases, and you have to look at the cases, and you'll see the differentiations. Yeah. Okay, but, I mean, so far, let's stick with the Pshat. I mean, it's nothing too offensive so far, the Pshat. I mean, whatever, it's all just, you know, you don't know what's the point, or who cares, but Pshat, I think it's okay. Right? So let's see Tosas. Let's see if Tosas is saying the same thing. So he's not really giving another answer for why it is there's a discrepancy between Shavuos and Shabbos, right? He's not doing that. He's not answering that question. He's going with the old answer. It's because the Avos and the Toldos. That whole thing, the Chiyuvim and the Pturos. He's just saying, is you don't like the Lashon of Yetzios. He's saying, no, the Lashon of Yetzios altogether, you misunderstand the Lashon of Yetzios. Apparently he doesn't like what we said yesterday, that you call them both Yetzios because they're both removing the Chafza from the location, in terms of the object. Apparently he doesn't like that. That's not convincing to him. Really, you should have been, if you're talking about the action, you should have defined it by the person. It's two different actions, bring it in, bring it out. And therefore he changes to saying it doesn't mean it's yes. It means Rishuyos. Okay. So he does this. Let's say more pshati. Rishuyos Tani. Rishuyos Shtayin Shein Arba. Pirush. The Shtayim call ya Rishuyos. Rishuyos Rab. So the Rishuyos, the Shtayim means there are two Rishuyos. Okay? Doesn't mean there are four Rishuyos, but there's Shtayim Rishuyos. Okay? Vikashal of four is the four cases. Presumably so far it's the same as Rashi, I think. I don't see any difference so far. Kashal Riva. Tim Kain, Lohavi Lemisne, Vishtayim Shein Arba Bechotz. Ela Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim, Arba Bechotz. Shtayim Shtayim, Lomali. She's saying, is that if you're going to tell me the Shtayim means Rishuyos, she'd say there are two Rishuyos which result in four halachas inside and four halachas outside. Right? Because it's the same two Rishuyos, it's two Rishuyos which result in four and four. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. It says two Rishuyos which result in four inside and two Rishuyos which result in four outside. It's the same two Rishuyos. It doesn't make sense. Why are you repeating the
and
two?
How are both inside and both outside?
Yeah, it's the same. Oh, right. I mean, Rishuyos aren't both anyway.
It doesn't make sense.
Right, I know, but that could be for the guy inside. It's not for the Rishuyos result in, like even according to Rashi, you'd have that. I mean, it would be the Rishuyos result in four halachas for the guy inside and four halachas for the guy outside, you know? Because each guy is using both Rishuyos, you know what I mean? But according to, as opposed to the normal way to understand the Mishnah, means there's two Deoraisas, which are four Derabanans, or four Yisurim inside, and two Deoraisas are four Derabanans for the guy outside. I mean, if you say two is on the Yisurim, then definitely have to repeat two. Because it means there's two which are four and two which are four, which is a total of eight. It's not a total of six. You know what I mean? It's not. This is the whole thing. I mean, there's two Deoraisas in the guy inside, which are four, because they're also Deoraisas. And then, there are two Deoraisas for the guy outside, which are four. I mean, definitely, according to the old way of reading it, definitely have to say Shtayim, Shayim, 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 because there's two different Shtayims. The two Deoraisas for the Ani, two Deoraisas for the Ashir. But if you want to say that Shtayim means Rishuyos, so why are you repeating Shtayim? Right? While you're repeating the word Shtayim, it just doesn't work. I mean, those are just picking up. It just doesn't. It's a very nice attempt, but it just doesn't fit into the Gemara. Okay? Okay.
I'm sorry, it's not.
It's a Pirush Riva. So now he's going to do a little maneuver here. Rishuyos, Shabbos, Yesh Bohen, Shnei Chiyuvim. Shehein Dalid Bifnem. So the Rishuyos of Shtabes have two Chiyuvim, which are four inside. Rishnei Chiyuvim Shehein Dalid Bechotz. Just a little bit. So he's not saying it means Rishuyos. Rishuyos now doesn't mean. I'm sorry. Yitzios of Shabes. It's not saying that there are two Yitzios. It's saying Yitzios Shabes means the Rishuyos of Shabes however many there are, happens to be there too, but that's not talking about that, have shlein shein arba fnim, shlein shein arba chutz. So in other words, he's saying it's not changing. His question is, what's it changing? See, that's why he's changing. The beginning part of Tosfos says, pirsh deshtayim koya reshuyos. Originally, he thought it meant shtayim reshuyos. Shtayim means there are two reshuyos. That's what Rashi learned also. But the Rivaz learned, no, it doesn't mean that. Reshuyos, you see, it's a Shabbos. Means the reshuyos of Shabbos, namely reshuyos of Rabim, lead to shtayim she'emar b'fnim and shtayim she'emar b'chutz. So he's not changing what the shtayim is going on. See, the shtayim is still going on, the deraisas. Not going on the reshuyos. It's just saying, yitzios ha-shabbos is the reference to the reshuyos of Shabbos eventuate in two which are four and two which are four. As opposed to the old way was the yitzios of Shabbos are two which are four. Right? In other words, the carryings are two which are four. Right? That was the old way. Now it's saying, no, the reshuyos of Shabbos eventuate in shtayim shein arba. Right? When originally Yitzios was the carryings. How many there are carryings? How many carryings? Two which are four. Here it's not saying, no. Reshuyos means the reshuyos. There are reshuyos of Shabbos. Not which are two which are four, which eventuate in two which are four. So reshuyos is not telling you, it's not there are two reshuyos, it's not telling you how many reshuyos. Okay, that's the difference between two pshatim. It's saying Yitzios, when he's saying reshuyos, how far in the Mishnah is talking about reshuyos? It's saying Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim means there are two Rishuyos, Shein Arba Bifnim, but then it should have said Veha Arba Bichutz, it shouldn't repeat it twice. So he's rather, he's learning that, means Rishuyos Shabbos are Rishuyos Shabbos and Rishuyos Rabim, Shehen lead to, which lead to, four and four, two which are four here and two which are four here. Right, the first way is the Yitzios of Shabbos are two which are four. That was the first way. The carryings are two which are four. According to the second way, it's not the Yitzios aren't what the two which are four. The two which are four are on the carryings, but Yitzios means Rishuyos. According to the second way, it's like making a dead stop in the middle of the Mishnah. Rishuyos Shabbos. Period. There are Rishuyos Shabbos. Not really period. There's a strong comma. Semicolon. Shtayim Shem Arba, those Rishuyos Shabbos have Shtayim Shem Arba, Fnim Shtayim Shem Arba, two which are four carryings, inside and two, which are four, are carryings outside. Okay, it's a strong break.
So what's Rava doing?
What's Rava doing then? Like right, what's he doing then? It's like he's just throwing in. Is you don't like the lashon? The problem is you don't like the lashon of calling hachnasa or hotzah. So therefore, it's saying is no. It didn't mean yitzio shabbos. Just throwing it in. Rishuyo shabbos. Okay.
So he's more comfortable saying.
He'd rather say that. Right, exactly. He'd rather say that than say that. And then he goes on to explain with the Nirul Rivav, Yitzios, Nirul Rivav, Davi Kamototzos. Dashkan Rishuyos, Digri Otzos.
That's like a proof.
So he's showing you that Rava's fine because then he's just like skim background. Presumably Rashi would go with that also, I guess. He's just showing you that the word Yitzios really means Rishuyos.
There's a basis to say this thing.
That's right. Right, but he's saying I'd rather put a hard stop in the middle of the Mishnah than have to call Hachmasa Yitziah. He says he doesn't like that. And look, apparently there are two legitimate interpretations of the word. Yitziah Shabbos. I mean, even though we're talking about Otzah, I guess you'd imagine that it's talking about Yitziah, but he says he'd rather throw in that it's talking about Yitziah. Okay, it's talking about Rishiyos. I mean, I think the big question here, what do you think you have to think about here? What's the point here? That's, I think, the main thing. What's the point? I mean, one point is he's avoiding the Kasha, but and that's not so much what's his point, but what's the point of the Mishnah according to his way? Like, well, why is the Mishnah mentioned? Like, well, the Mishnah was very nice without mentioning Rishuyos Shabbos. I mean, whichever way you want to go. I mean, we didn't know the Mishnah was mentioning it. That no one held that until here. The Mishnah wasn't telling you there are two Rishuyos. The Mishnah was just telling you about the carryings. But according to Rava, he's like, the Mishnah, I mean, for whatever reason, I don't know if Rava's saying because he likes the Sparrow or because he holds he can't tolerate calling Otzah Achnasa. But whatever it is, according to his way, the Mishnah starts off by mentioning Rishuyos Shabbos or Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim. Either way, I don't know if it's a major difference between two Pshatim. I mean, I think it's more of a Pshat thing. I mean, who knows? Maybe that's far. But I think the main idea is what's Rava's idea? What's the Mishnah interjecting with the Rishuyos Shabbos? Why is it doing that here? Okay, so I'm thinking along the lines of Gary, but I think it's maybe another point also.
The lines of Gary.
Gary's just saying is that the let's start with what Gary's saying is that then Rishuyos, so the first thing you mention before you mention Otzah is you have to mention Rishuyos, because what's Otzah without Rishuyos? It's a fundamental idea. Otzah is Merishos Rishuyos. So you start off mentioning Rishuyos and then you talk about Otzah. Right? Okay, but I think that's true, but it's also not true. It's because, like, if you remember the Tosos, maybe you guys decided not to remember all that Tosos and stuff, but remember the Tosos, is this whole thing with Malchut Gerua and all that stuff, right? Is that, that really, Otzah doesn't really have anything to do with Rishuyos by its nature. Otzah means you're transferring the location of an object, and it really could have even been in Rishus Yachid. That also would have worked, in theory, right? That's from Tosis to Ramban. I mean, right? No, it's in Ramban. I mean, the idea of Otzah, really, by the concept of Otzah, if you tell a guy about Otzah, he's going to think, oh, changing the location of an object. He's not going to even think anything about Rishuyos. But the Torah came in and posited and limited, restricted, in whichever form you want to say, Tosis to Ramban, whatever it is, it set up Rishuyos as the necessary backdrop to understand the Lachos Otzah. And it restricted it based upon the phenomenon of Rishuyos. However, it did it conceptually, but that's a move. The Torah is that's like axiomatically positing the prime significance of Rishuyos, and now we could talk about Shlaim Shinavar Bifnim, the Gavro who's inside, the Gavro who's outside, and this direction, that direction. I mean, the whole thing rests upon the one axiom that the Rishuyos are the building block here in Lachos Otzah. You know what I mean? So what Rav is kind of saying is that, how could the Mishnah not start off with mentioning the significance of Rishuyos? I mean, that's part of the whole, that's what makes it Geruah. I mean, you can't understand this Malacha if you think it's a normal Malacha. Don't start thinking it's a normal Malacha and it's the Hotzah that you're thinking about. This is not the Hotzah that you actually think about. This is the Hotzah of Rishuyos Shabbos. Shdayim order. This is the Hotzah built upon the Torah's premise of the Rishuyos. You know, the Tzios. It's only, it's necessary to present that as a necessary, it's like a necessary backdrop to which I understand the whole Mishnah. Otherwise, you're going to start getting, oh, hold on a second, Rishuyos. I thought Otzah just means transferring the location of an object. Oh, no. You have to realize this. Rishuyos Shabbos. The Torah is building Otzah on these Rishuyos Shabbos. Now, you can start going further. You know what I mean? It's necessary. It's not just an answer. What I was saying is a, it's almost like the Mishnah would be lacking if you didn't have this in the Mishnah. You
know what I mean? So is he part of?
I mean, it's almost like, maybe just to draw a better contrast, it's like, what's the difference between Rava and those who preceded Rava, who weren't saying this, right? They were saying Yitzios Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba means the Akiras Chayfetz Mimakoma Yitzia, right? Yitzia meant the moving an object from its mongrel. So that was the productivity. Right, that was according to him. That was what the intro was. The intro was the productivity of Otzah, namely transferring an object from its location. That productivity is Shtayim Shein Arba Fnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Chatz. I mean, that's why it goes on Otzah and Achlas, because it's the same productivity. So it's like they're both agreeing that the Mishnah is not just has, like, so to speak, like an intro here, like an intro of your unification of all of, you know, of Malachas Otzah before it gets started. Is it mentioning and explaining the productivity in Malachas Otzah? The Yitzio, the Chayfetz, the redefining location of the Chayfetz, or is it mentioning that necessary component which the productivity must be interpreted in the context of, namely the Din of Rishuyos? I mean, like, what idea is the Mishnah, as we know, choosing to begin with mentioning before he just gives you all the cases? He doesn't want to just tell you halachos. He could have just said, look, here's halachos, Shnei Shnei Fnim, Shnei Shnei Chatz, or whatever. But it's giving, in the word Yitzio Shabbos, apparently, it's including, it's, for instance, the simple pshat in the word Yitzios really doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. The simple word Yitzios means carryings and going outs, and here you have going ins also. So the simple word doesn't fit. So it must be, it's pointing out something else. So is that something else unifying Hotzah and Hachmasa? Because it's underscoring the productivity of the Hotzah and showing you the concept of the Malacha? Or is it telling you the necessary prerequisite with which you can understand the structure of Malacha Hotzah? And the productivity is very nice, but you have to show me the limitation of that productivity to Rishuyos. Otherwise, you're not going to really have the real concept of the thing. I mean, it seems like that's the two tracks that the Gemara's gone. Previously, before Rava, the Gemara was assuming it wasn't going into that problem. So the Malacha Geruah was a problem of which the Rishonim dealt with, and the, you right. know, the why you need the honey and the ashir led you to the machigrua thing or whatever, you know what I mean? But according to Rava, it's like it's very and it's open in the Mishnah. This all the whole that whole premise, you know what I mean? According to the other way, it's not open in the Mishnah. It's just the Mishnah talks about the ani and the ashir, and you wonder why you need the ani and the ashir. If you come to the idea of Rishuyos, it'll be clear, you know. It made that idea clear through the ani and the ashir being separate, and you end up you slowly work your way towards the idea. I mean, according to Rava, the Torah, the Mishnah made it explicit by starting off with Rishuyos. It brought that point out. I don't know why you'd go one way or another, but I mean, it's like it seemed like two types of things. To be honest, it could have done. It could have just said, "Hope you'd figure that out and focus on the productivity," or you could say, "No, let's not get the productivity. Let's just get the underlying idea before you get started." You could try to, if you wanted to go further. I don't think it's a good idea, though. I think it's a bad step. I started trying to do it, and I was already doing this, but then I realized it's not. I don't think it's justified. But to try to maybe hold Rava hold Rishos is more essential in the Malacha, or you know, like derive a concept about how they understand Malacha Zotzah differently based upon whether or not Rabbi Yonasi had to begin with the Rishos or not.
I agree.
But I think it's going too far. I don't think you have a right to say that. I mean, because it seems to be a natural question, is just in his own right, of what's Rabbi Yonasi going to start with? What idea did he want to start with and mention right away?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like you have different factors involved besides for the conceptual understanding of Malachas Hotzah. Like, I don't see that you have a right to posit a real conceptual difference between the two, where it could be like a Mishnah consideration, Mishnaic type of a consideration, which we're not so privy to those types of things. That's why I think we're better just defining the way each one's learned in the Mishnah and leaving it at that. You know, I think it's tempting to do, but I think it's wrong. I mean, I think if you start thinking about it for a little bit, you realize it's not a good move. Okay, Eva. Maybe just I'm just thinking about Rashi. The kasha I told us to ask on Rashi is that if you tell me shtayim means Rishuya Shav shtayim, that the two Rishuyos, so then why do you have to list shtayim two times? You know, but I mean, maybe it's because like you could ask, why do you have to tell me the whole thing twice? Why do you have to mention Lani and Rashi altogether? Right? I mean, if you want to ask those kinds of questions, why are you being repetitive? Why are you being repetitive altogether, Lani and Rashi? But the answer is like Tosa says, because since it's Malchut Gerua. And it's this restriction of Rishuyos. So I might think, to differentiate between the Ani and Ashir. So you have to teach me to Chiddush. Just because I know Ani, I don't know Ashir. You know what I mean? Now, what justifies that the Chiddush is because of the Rishuyos. You know what I mean? Since Rishuyos is so primary, therefore Ani, who is in Rishuyos, and Ani, Ashir is just a Ram, the opposite, has become significant categories. This is a big distinction. So it could be that you want to show that. You want to show that they're really... Rishuyos are the Rishuyos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. There's two Rishuyos which have four halachas inside, and there are two Rishuyos that have four outside. Now it's true that they're both the same two Rishuyos, but I want to show you it's the Rishuyos, the idea of Rishuyos, which is, even though they're the same Rishuyos, but they're different because of the fact that the Rishuyos take on such a primary significance. That's why the Gavras are split up. Like it wants to pronounce the fact that the Rishuyos is the cause of the split. I mean, so it separates out the Rishuyos into both parts. You know what I mean? So to speak, if you would have just said Shtayim, it would imply as if, like it naturally, the Arba Fenem Arba Chutz like are just coming one fell swoop. You posit these two Rishuyos, and then poof, you know automatically Ani Anashia. They just come along together. Arba Fnim, Arba Chutz. It's not true. It wants to show you there's Shin Shav, Shin Shin Arba Fnim. You have two Rishuyos, and that has four Halachas V'Ani. And then those same two Rishuyos also generate the Halacha V'Ashi. But it's like a separate, you could have had them separately. You don't have to have both of them. So it wants to separate, wants the Ani and Ashi to be separate. It doesn't want to put them together, implying that they just all come for the ride together. They want to show that they're really individual, they're separate. I mean, those are separated out. I mean, you could have, the question though is still, you could have known it anyways. I mean, because bottom line is, why are you mentioning the Ani and Asher? Obviously, they're separate. But I mean, it's smoother. I'm actually saying it's the Mishnah and its way to split them apart to show that there's a division here. I mean, I think it's a decent answer. I mean, it's a pshat question. I'm trying to answer the pshat question. I think it's, right. As far as it's not so bad. So let's go further in the Gemara. I mean, some of this we did already, so I don't want to. Well, let's just go through what we did already and just put it together. But then let's see what we have to, what we still have to do. So, Amalei Rav Maslabai, Hotamni Havyan, Tarti Sari Havyan, really it shouldn't be 8, it should be 12. Okay, it should be 12. Because, and I think this is the reason why. Okay, I don't know if you guys remember a little bit the cases. And there's really 2 derises each, and right. Then there are really 4 derabanans, but each one has, is a, each guy is potter. Both right. Guys are potter. So there are 4 cases, right. So you're counting the dinim. But I think it's better. As long as you count the dinim, is you're saying is shayin shana arba b'fnim. And so it means b'fnim means what? For the ani, right? For the ashir. I mean, so you're saying is that for the ashir there are 2 chiyuvim and 2 peturim.
Right.
And then for the ani there's 2 chiyuvim and 2 peturim. But it's not true. For the Ani, there's 2 chiyuvim and 4 pturim. And for the Ashi, there's 2 chiyuvim and 4 pturim. It happens to be that the pturim of the Ani and the pturim of the Ashi overlap. But since the Mishnah is choosing to teach you the halachos based upon the Gavra of the Ani and tell you what applies to the Gavra of the Ani, and then based upon the Gavra of the Ashi, so it makes sense. Each guy has really 4 pturis. Whether he does the Akira or the Hanacha, and then whether he's transferring it or not. Right, so you end up having 4 p'torahs. So since it's splitting it based upon the gavros, so within each gavro, it makes sense to say all of his p'torahs.
Aren't you going
to
count twice then?
Yeah, you end up counting each case twice, but the reason why is because they're 2 different dinim. There's a din for the ani and there's a din for the ashir. So it's true if you...